for KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. Some California lawmakers are pushing to reverse state cuts to health care for immigrants. KQED's Catherine Monahan reports.
About 3 million Californians are expected to lose their Medi-Cal eligibility by 2028. That includes not just undocumented residents, but also DACA recipients, green card holders, and refugees. The governor's office says federal budget cuts forced the state to reduce coverage. But State Senator Maria Elena Durazo says cutting health care won't actually save money.
When people cannot see a primary care doctor, they do not stop getting sick. They wait. And then, when they can wait no longer, they show up in the emergency room at 10 times the cost of a routine visit. Think about that.
Durazo and other state lawmakers have formed a coalition called Health for All. They're campaigning for the Medi-Cal Restoration Act, which is currently in committee. For the California Report, I'm Catherine Monahan.
Governor Gavin Newsom announced his administration is sending out another round of state grants for counties to combat homelessness. $159 million from the Homelessness Housing Assistance and Prevention, or HAAP, program is going to 20 regions throughout the state. Newsom has said the money is going to counties that are showing results on homelessness.
Look, I'm down to my bottom 10 months left in office, and you know, the next 10 weeks, with respect, I'm not interested in a May revise that reflects funding failure more efficiently. I'm happy to redirect every damn penny in these programs to the counties that are getting things done, period, full stop, unless they stop doing what they've done.
Some state lawmakers say they agree with the need for more accountability, but warn that the grants are taking too long to hit the streets. This latest round of grants were released to counties over 600 days after the funds were signed into law. A coalition of healthcare advocates spoke out in Sacramento on Monday against Governor Gavin Newsom's current budget proposal. Suzanne Potter with California News Service has more.
It would rescind dental care for many undocumented people on Medi-Cal, institute a new $30 copay for those who remain, and impose new work requirements. The governor says the changes are necessary because the state is losing billions thanks to huge Medicaid cuts in H.R. 1, the Republican funding bill signed by President Donald Trump last summer. Amanda McAllister-Wallner, executive director of the advocacy coalition Health Access California, says the state's progress toward universal health care is at risk.
The Health for All Coalition is announcing a series of bills and budget requests that will undo the harms already done and stop any further cuts to the care for these Californians in need. As our healthcare safety net is shredded by the federal government, the state must stand by our values and care for all Californians.
H.R. 1 puts savings from the changes to Medicaid toward expanded immigration enforcement and into tax cuts for the wealthy and corporations. In California, Senate Bill 1422, or the Medi-Cal Access Restoration Act, would end the currently imposed freeze on Medi-Cal enrollment for undocumented Californians. State Senator Maria Elena Durazo, a sponsor of that bill, argues Newsom's budget proposal wouldn't save money on health care, instead shifting patients from preventative care at clinics to very expensive emergency care.
When people cannot see a primary care doctor, they do not stop getting sick. They wait. And then, when they can wait no longer, they show up in the emergency room at 10 times the cost of a routine visit. That's the math that we need to pay attention to.
The Health for All Coalition also supports Assembly Bill 2161, which would prevent federal work requirements from being imposed on lawfully residing and undocumented Californians. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne
Potter. That's today's Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.